Hey guys, it's Brian here. I just want to let you know, outside of the normal Empire Strikes Bots cast, we decided to, every once a month, kind of do like a showcase of some local artists that are also comic geeks and stuff that, friends of ours, and kind of introduce some folks to people about town or just new music, new art, new writing in general, just, whatever. So this will be the first one. This is the Local Artist Showcased, Episode 1. We'll get back to our, normal stuff, on the next episode and everything. So once a month, look for something like this. But first episode here is with Josh, Chris, and Wayne from Since We're All Here. And yeah, hope you guys like it. Let us know what you think. Email us empirestrikesbooks@gmail.com or comment on Facebook or, just whatever. But without further ado, here's the show.
Talk about the five worst superhero movies that ever came out. There's a lot of interesting
superhero movies
ever.
Man, there's some of them I've never seen that I know are bad though.
But, like the original Fantastic Four.
Yeah, those
yeah.
are both.
See, yeah, I've
man.
Never
Dude,
seen.
Dude, you see, there's a documentary about that movie coming out.
Oh, really? The
yeah.
the worst movie ever.
I actually kind of enjoy, I thought I.
Oh, Brian, you're confessing this on tape, so no, you won't be able to take this back.
They both suck.
Yeah,
but you gotta love the second one just because the server's in it.
Yeah, but it's
no,
been
this
done
is
well.
No, not those.
But yeah, they're talking about
this
like
is
the original. Like,
when they were Fox first bought the rights to Fantastic Four.
Oh, even like whenever they did like a Captain America.
Yeah,
they did Captain
shitty
America,
like
which
that.
Is,
yeah.
Oh my
but
God.
The Red Skull and the
see
cool.
like the
yeah,
like and
they totally
also
the
Shield that old Punisher where they couldn't even
yeah.
use. I've never
Dolph
seen
Lundgren.
That
one.
Yeah,
yeah.
You just had like this the uniform without the skull because they couldn't.
I've never seen any of the other ones except for that one.
Oh,
what? Dude,
I've
War Journal
seen.
Is the shit.
Bailey.
I like the Thomas Jane.
No.
Like he, I thought that was a good Punisher. Like it wasn't in cinematic views. It wasn't the best thing in the world. But I watched it. And I was like, huh. I'm happy. John Travolta's a villain.
It was whatever.
That was a good story.
It's the coolest villain ever.
I thought War Journal was so badass. It just came out.
Yeah, because it was like
just stabbed a dude in the head, like just murdered.
Yeah,
because
that was like
no dialogue for the first 20 minutes.
Right,
killing.
I'm gonna start stabbing people.
Yeah,
now.
Done.
Start. Yeah. Oh, so hi guys, this is the Empire Strikes Bots cast. What did I call it? I was just coming. It sounded cool. LA Showcase. What up?
LA.
LA is local artist showcase.
Okay.
Yeah. See, you like that? You like that?
That is good.
Well,
about to be confused with Los Angeles.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
LA.
That's exactly
what
I'm waiting
for.
I've done enough drugs to be in LA.
Or Brian and Tyler.
Whoa.
Here. Whoa, I know. It's crazy.
Slaps to your face.
We're here with Josh, Chris, and Wayne from
Hi.
Since We're All Here.
Hi.
Yeah. What's up, guys? We're kicking it. So tell us about the band. Do that.
The band.
The
it's
band.
A punk rock band.
Yeah. It's good punk rock, too.
You like
I've
so?
Heard it. I've liked it. Well,
dude,
and I do like it.
I always like to say this about our band. It's like three dudes. I don't think they knew each other when we were teenagers, but I've known both of them since we were all teenagers.
Right.
And we all talked about being in a punk rock band, and then when we all hit our 30s, we were like, let's really start.
Let's really do that now.
let's actually do that now.
Yeah, that. Yeah, a little procrastination never hurt.
But I think we write better songs now than we did when we were 17, maybe.
All right. You
know, hopefully.
So how did it come about? Like, how long have you guys been playing?
So there I was.
There I was.
Josh and I we've been playing, what, 2 years? A little over 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. When you moved back.
We started writing songs, but we didn't have a drummer. And originally I was just going to do vocals.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just turned into, we couldn't ever get, like, we tried a couple bass players, and then we couldn't, it just didn't happen.
Yeah.
Oh, because you were playing drums at the time?
No, I was playing guitar. It was originally going to be like a four-piece, like, lead guitar, rhythm guitar, bass, drums, and Wayne was just going to do vocals.
Ah.
And we
so
couldn't really
be
find,
the show.
Yeah, we couldn't, we like, kind of piece it together, and we were just like, fuck it, let's just do it. Like,
yeah.
Power trio.
And then I run into Chris for the first time in, like, probably 2 years at that time.
Yeah.
I ran into him. You were there, actually, I believe.
Where? Where was
Dolly's
it?
Birthday.
Oh, was it that?
It was
oh,
like
wow.
Blue
oh, right on. Hell.
I run into him.
So you don't remember?
I thought that's what
Well, it was a Blue Note.
Yeah.
And Blue
yeah.
Note generally consists of a lot
sense.
Of alcohol.
That's
a lot.
Yeah, so. Yeah, Brian's Blue Note.
Yeah, right.
I really did think this was going to be a naked podcast, and I think it's going to be now, actually.
All right, let's do it right now. Now we're naked.
I don't know about this room.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I ran into him, and was just like, holy shit, why didn't I think about asking Chris to play drums? Because this is
right.
The band, like, I knew he would like it.
That was
yeah.
No one ever thinks of me to do it.
And then, that's what we've been doing.
Right on.
We started doing that.
There was a little hiatus. I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But now you're back in action.
2013 wasn't as productive as I'd like to be.
Shit year.
Yeah.
But
unlucky.
Kind of
2014
all
will be more productive.
Yeah, Jay, I'm looking on our Facebook feed for like our first show. Like, when was the first? It's January 4th, so it's been
yeah,
a little over a year.
Wow.
And in a year,
show.
We've done quite a bit, I like to think.
Well,
quite a bit
nothing.
For not recording.
Not
really
yeah,
for
yeah,
not
having to
do a lot. So, I mean, we recorded an EP. We did record two different EPs.
Yeah. One at the house.
So
one
we weren't just doing absolutely nothing.
Right.
We were playing music.
We didn't get to play as many shows as we would have liked.
Yeah. But this is, I think this is the year we're going
to yeah.
knock it all out.
So how many you have recorded?
Slowly.
How many songs do you have recorded now?
We did, we have a 6-song EP and a 2-song EP.
Oh, right on.
And we're getting ready to work on a bunch of new stuff for a full length.
Ooh.
Yeah, right. Which is
in
still
a combination
only,
of both
EPs. It'll be like 20 minutes long.
Yeah, well, yeah.
This is
like
19
songs.
Right?
Yeah. 19 songs, about 20 minutes.
Oh,
know?
Okay. So it's all three of All's albums. That's basically what you're saying.
Right. Well,
you might be into this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good for people with short attention spans. We don't write long songs. You
hey.
Don't have time to get bored with it. Right?
Yeah. So what's coming up though? You guys got some shows coming and
tomorrow actually.
Really? What is today?
So tomorrow at the conservatory, Friday with Menzingers and
Off with Their Heads
and Off with Their Heads and They Stay Dead. Should
yeah.
be a fun show.
Heck yeah.
And
I think
one,
it's perfect
yeah.
show for
well, I guess that would be
coming back.
Tonight. Because
yeah.
technically this is Thursday.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
when we edit and post it'll be
Friday.
So it'll be tonight.
So yeah.
Yay.
Then tonight.
Doors open at 4 AM.
Yeah. To get there early.
No, it's at 8. It's at 8, and it'll be a good one. And then we're playing Monday.
In Norman
at the skate park.
Oh,
nice.
Right on.
With some friends of mine from Tulsa called Society.
Right.
They're It's a weird thing to explain what they do, because it's kind of ska, but it's kind of hip hop, but it's kind of punk rock too. Like it's
multitude of things.
Yeah. But it's something that like I'm like I say it, but nobody's really gonna understand it until they hear the band. Like there's no reason why they shouldn't be like on every radio station while still being complete punk rock dudes. Like there's no reason. It's super poppy, catchy stuff.
Right. Well, besides who, so like who are some of your favorite bands to play with?
To play with? I mean, around town there's a bunch, man.
Yeah.
Actually, like community pools. We're playing with them on Monday.
Ryan Mills is an awesome guy.
Yes, he is.
Shout out to Ryan Mills.
He owes me like 4 hand jobs now.
Yeah.
Jerk. Maybe I'll get them from him one day.
Next time I see him, I'll be like, hey, Wayne says he wants a hand job right now.
Well, I understand you owe some hand jobs.
Right.
Ryan Mills.
4 of them. Actually, only 3. And today, he added one to it. And I was like, hey, if you want to add one to it, I'll take what I can get here.
Did he say something about doing away with them for one blowjob?
I'd wipe the board.
I think that's a fair trade.
Deal.
4 hand jobs
for
one blowjob.
I don't think I would make that deal.
That's true.
I'm not getting enough out of that.
I don't know. Ryan's got
it's also Ryan.
Big mouth.
It's also Ryan blowing me, guys.
Yeah, pretty cool. Citadel is another local band of bros. We like
Citadel is
right. Heck yeah.
And like even tomorrow, they Stay Dead's playing that one tomorrow. Like. There's a bunch of bands around town, actually, right now.
I've seen like
Convert.
A huge like boom in a lot of them.
Just like Glow God too. Those guys.
What's your favorite place to play?
My favorite place to play.
Cookies.
Cookies is fun.
That was a fun time.
It's very small, but it is a lot of fun.
Yeah,
Power Pyramid played there on Monday, and I was asking Trey, I was like, so how were they? He goes, dude, it was awesome. It felt packed, even though it was so small.
Yeah, 20 people in there.
And they make stiff drinks, so like everybody gets in party mode pretty quick.
Yeah,
right.
The only downside is it's on a weeknight.
The Hilo was fun to play.
Hilo was a whole lot of fun to play.
That was just... It was packed in there, and
yeah, well, it's always
any place that's like small, like a what's the word I'm looking for?
Hole in the wall.
Yeah, a hole in the wall. Place where, like, for instance, will normally be there anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Well, where can they find your stuff? You got some stuff recorded. It's on SoundCloud, right? We talked about SoundCloud.
Yeah, SoundCloud.
So
SoundCloud. Since we're here.
Bandcamp.
Since we're here.
Right.
Facebook.
The old good old Facebook.
Well, Dust House.
Yeah, Dust House Studios.
That's
where
the 2-song EP is on the Dust House Studios.
Right, well, there you go. So you guys are going to check it out. Reason we're here, though, we want to talk about comics because you guys also, well, all except for... Yeah, the most
I've
seen here.
I'm not a comic nerd.
Right.
I'm pretty new to it, even.
Yeah.
But you're already Batman, though, which is what
I've kind of taken on Brian as somewhat of a mentor, if you will. He's I always like, anytime I look something up, I always go, so, Brian, have you heard about this, you know? What do you know about this, you know?
Yeah, it happens.
Stay away from that Thor God of Thunder.
Yeah, dude, don't touch the Thor. You guys haven't read Thor.
I've read that first one, the
three from Thor. The Halloween.
Free.
Yeah, that one was cool. I
told you.
That one was pretty cool, man.
It was awesome.
Well, and there was another one that Jake Barrow.
Yeah.
He showed me one, I don't remember... Like where in there it was, but
right.
It was talking about the same. Was it Gore?
Oh yeah,
the God Killer.
It was talking about him, but it wasn't the same one that I read.
Because that one was the number one of the series, and then that the God Bomb stuff was like around like 10 through 14 or something.
Yeah,
so
took it that
stuff.
Long to
well, no, because then they had like the meeting of the Thors and you know and all that other crazy crap. So yeah,
mythology takes a while.
Yeah,
it does.
Dude, you know what doesn't take time to read? Animal Man, because it's so freaking good,
dude.
You
yeah,
because
that's
oh,
that, Chris.
That,
yeah,
see, I thought he was gonna be a jerk.
Oh,
you say that. That's my comment.
Yeah, so what do you think? Animal Man's ending at 29.
It's stupid that it's ending.
Right.
Let's not end it. How about that?
Which I guess, because now JLA is ending.
Right.
And then
they're going to start a new one, though.
It's, yeah, JLA
Justice
United.
League United, yeah.
Which I guess they're dropping Canada. They're like, nobody's going to buy this from Canada.
Right.
I don't get it.
Well, are they just going to charge it more on the
Well, and
it's
plus,
Canada?
It just really didn't make sense because it was
because.
Is he going to move to Canada?
I
don't know. But anyways.
But he can't fly.
He can't type his own animal manly sins.
Right.
But it sucks, though, because it's been...
But what animals do they have in Canada?
That's a good point.
Moose?
Mounties?
Moose Mounties. The Blood Brother arc's been so good, and so it feels like it's finally got to a point away from, like, the Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
Right, House
yeah. Which it really had
its
to
own.
Do. Yeah, because they
But
they
you can't
did
get
have
mad
the,
at the crossover stuff.
No.
Stuff
but they're doing the same thing with Swamp Thing, where they're still, like, you know, like, focusing on... The you know the green and
right,
him,
right,
but
the
giving a completely separate life, which is it's weird, you know, the Cedar stuff. Which did you read that one, dude?
Of course I did.
Oh,
I'm all caught up on the Swamp Thing stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, Cedar thing.
I'm putting All Star. I'm putting together like a last set for myself, and it's gonna be a Brian K. Vaughan Swamp Thing single issues. I'm
yeah,
excited.
You need
yeah.
to. Those are good
oh,
ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Chris,
but they're not ending the Swamp Thing. There's
no
talk
no,
of
that's
that.
Gonna keep
so
going.
Why
right.
would
no,
you want to end Animal Man?
Well, I don't know because now they're because
they need to put out 500 more
Batman titles.
Well, okay, because they're ending what JLA Unchained's ending.
Yeah. Yeah.
All ages.
All
again.
Ages.
And if you're a girl,
and if you're a woman, you're a bad woman.
That's true.
It's
I
true.
Love Batwoman.
But what is it? It's Suicide Squad's ending.
Right, because Harley Quinn is the only good thing about Suicide Squad was Harley Quinn. And
yeah,
that's
her
own title.
And even
her own comic's boring.
Yeah, it's kind of not my bag. Yeah,
it's not funny.
No.
Well, because okay, husband and wife do the drawing and the art for it.
Yeah.
So it's just like I feel like it's a bunch of inside jokes between them. And I'm just
yeah,
like, guys, I don't get your little sex.
Yeah,
yeah.
Little
yeah.
Little 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 little
little right. I'm gonna need to get a little more.
It's page jumps.
But and then what else is it? Well, like I said, Unchained is going because it was going to 9 issues anyways.
Right, and I like their excuse for it. They're just like, oh, he's Scott Snyder, I'm Jim Lee. We've got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, use your own names as an excuse.
Right. But they're bringing in all these other books that I really just don't care about, and I'm kind of upset that Animal Man. I mean, I was kind of upset when Steve Pugh left Animal Man to go over to Marvel for All New Invaders to begin with. I was like,
right.
Really, you're gonna. You want to draw some Namor?
It was Animal Man wasn't a huge character to begin with.
No.
You know, he was there. And
he's a beeline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, this, the 52 stuff, like, really made it cool. He looks
yeah.
like that. He's
yeah,
fucking
totally.
Rad, okay?
It's not that Grant Morrison
yeah.
campy
it's,
Animal
yeah.
Man.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We talking shit on Grant Morrison?
No. I'm just saying.
That shit was
I'm just saying. It's good.
But
yeah,
I don't understand why they got to end it. It's
I mean, I there's a lot of Grant Morrison stuff I need to read, but I will say this. Every time I've heard his voice.
Yeah.
He will make you fall in love with whatever he is talking about.
Yeah, you know,
oh, because he's got that Scottish.
Just
like that
the
thing.
Way, and well, and he speaks with like this conviction
yeah,
and love. Like,
he's seen some shit.
Yeah,
right.
Well,
you just
he has seen some shit.
Everything he says. You just lean forward and you're going like, oh,
I
hang on.
I call,
shit.
You just get lost in his eyes.
Well, speaking
that's
of, he's coming out with the Wonder Woman Earth one, which is kind of like the
yeah.
I've
and
heard
so it's Jan Paquette who did a lot of the Swamp Thing,
right?
And Grant Morrison doing Wonder Woman.
And he was talking about really going like
that character might be
like real on that
right.
one too, where it was like there's some sexuality in there,
right?
Like what was the Invisibles? Oh man!
Oh god!
yeah,
that was some.
But. So, like, yeah, you just started getting hooked on this Batman stuff,
yeah.
right? And, like, let's see, you read, what, Black Mirror?
I haven't read it yet.
Oh, okay.
I haven't,
no.
though.
Did read Long Halloween?
Yeah, you just opened it.
This guy, I just opened it the other day.
Okay.
Back on Wednesday.
Right.
But we couldn't get all three of us at the house long
in
enough.
In the same room.
Because the first night we did,
I'd seen the box,
so
I kind of knew,
comments.
I kind of had an idea of what it was, but I didn't know, like, I was like, there's like 20 of these that this could be. I just don't
yeah.
know.
So I gave him the mirror and the that.
Oh,
that
the
100 page that came out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
The
detective
anniversary.
Yeah.
Which was a good read.
Yeah, there was a lot of good stuff.
Cool
that Frank, there was a Frank Villa Batman in that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which is going to be lead to its own miniseries later on.
Sweet.
But that Long Halloween.
Yeah.
You dug that one.
Well, I did.
Black Mirror's really good. If you like what Scott Snyder's doing with Batman now, like what he did in Black Mirror, so much better.
Yeah,
dude, it's like terrifying.
See, and that's
because
read
Porter.
Well,
yeah,
that's because I came from
the
I came up from that one.
I read
from
it
listening
in 2 days.
To Scott Snyder.
Yeah, I read it.
And I read slow. like slow reader. It normally takes me forever to get through a trade, but I read that thing in 2 nights. I didn't care about work that day.
Oh yeah,
I had to go home and read.
It was terrifying too.
I was like,
I'm kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah, right.
It's like,
well,
and there's been like, I've been like, dude,
that.
did you read it yet? Because I was like,
I was I told both of these guys while I was out at my folks' house during like the when all that snow and everything hit out here, the power went out there, and I'm out in the country, so it's dark.
Right.
And I was reading Court of Owls.
Oh, shit.
By like candlelight and with a flashlight. And it was like, there were points where I was just like, I'm covering up a little bit. Like, this is creepy, man.
But did you wear the mask?
No, I didn't wear the mask. I felt like I wouldn't be able to breathe with it on.
That's true. It is.
Hyperventilating.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, God, I'm one of my dear.
One of the things I really dug about Scott Snyder's, just kind of really his stuff in general, is the way he plays with like history and like historic events,
right?
Yeah,
like the history of Gotham,
and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
dude. Because
Gates of Gotham was fantastic when it went back 400 years,
yeah.
Like,
show like the origins of building Gotham,
yeah.
And, which was kind of boring at parts, but mostly pretty cool.
Yeah,
right.
Well,
yeah.
Right. So I mean, whenever he started the whole Court of the Owl stuff and throwing that,
it was
into,
like right an extension from
yeah,
that. Completely.
I was like, dude, yeah, rad
dude.
Stuff.
He definitely seems to work with like psychological aspects too.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Now
he loves
like
underground
everything
cults
that
too.
I've
yeah.
seen
yeah.
of him is like, yeah, it's like, it's something like in Court of Owls, he's just fucking with Batman's head the whole time.
Right.
You know, like it's all like getting deep and personal on Batman here. You know?
Well, that's his thing. Whenever he first started the Swamp Thing run in New 52, like all those, he didn't even turn into Swamp Thing till issue 8 because it was just so much about him and like what he was going through with,
well,
like Alec Collins was dealing with,
like
it,
giving
so.
You something to grab a hold of so that
right.
he can
then,
with
him and then bam now he's swampy. But Josh, you've been reading some stuff, right? You started some stuff.
I read a little Saga.
Little Saga?
Little Sex Criminal stuff.
Mm,
Saw
yes.
the coffee table. That shit is good.
Oh yeah, Sex Criminals.
We got caught
the
up
win.
On that. I'm liking what like what I guess I'm not in the comic world, but like what new comics are doing with interesting characters, and not
yeah.
so much as like superheroes as kind of like almost like anti-hero kind of.
Yeah, well, there's been like a huge surge like over the past like I'd say 3 to 5 years of all of these, you know. Just comics as an art form
mm-hmm.
coming out, and like with Sex Criminals, like having not being restricted to this kind of like teen kid
cookie
level,
cutter,
yeah,
like
type
panel
of stuff.
For panel,
because like
yeah.
Matt Fraction, he you know he was doing a lot of Marvel stuff with Thor and everything back in the day, and then like going from like seeing him go from that to Sex Criminals, it's just like you can
he
see
can express
that
himself a little
right,
bit more.
Growing as
right.
an artist, and it was freaking, it's super awesome, but.
Yeah, well, I like that. What drew me to Saga was just the artwork, just the beautiful,
mm-hmm.
like, so amazing looking.
Yeah,
and then it's got like an amazing story with it.
Yeah,
just,
I
don't like it.
Even
it's not overly detailed, but it's like, I mean, it's expressive enough, and it's clean.
It's real bright.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, it totally is.
But that's interesting because I used to read like real. I like real like Frank Miller Batman comics, like
oh,
real
like
dark.
A, yeah, right.
Old Frank.
Oh, the
Ant definitely took a turn with him.
Dude, okay, so, all right, Dark Knight Return comes out. It's a hit, it's a smash hit. So DC's like, huh, how much do we need to pay you so you can write a sequel to it?
Yeah.
$1 million to write a sequel before he even puts pen on paper.
I mean, it makes sense.
Wow. Yeah. But it doesn't need
but that. But I feel like with that logic, if
yeah,
you give someone $1 million to do something, that's not... He's not going to have a lot of incentive to put, like, $1 million
really
worth of
work into it. Yeah,
right.
Because you pay him up front, and he's just like, oh, well, now
oh, darn it.
Oh,
I mean,
no,
it's
no,
like
I'm
you
put
get,
much effort into
it's
it.
Almost like you still get a good product, because it is still Frank Miller.
Right.
You know, it's not like you
dude,
just
has anyone read it
entirely.
Some crazy, like, Superman and Wonder Woman doing it on a planet and literally extending the universe in a swirl because like,
I mean, it makes sense though.
Yeah, I mean,
what would happen?
Yeah, if you think,
no,
if you really think about it,
dude, he, well, you can even tell like with interviews with him, he's kind of a strange cat.
He's
man.
Out there,
like,
yeah,
he's out there.
A little bit,
guy.
Yeah,
good guy.
I mean, he's a good writer, and you know, I don't really want to say ego, because it's not really an ego. I guess it's kind of like the anti, you know, kind of like, well, like the thing, like J.D. Salinger, you know, like living out in isolation, but then like coming out
right.
when it fit his needs, you know,
but
I'm still, you know, I'm still an isolationist or whatever. So it just, it's kind of that,
right.
you know, it, when it benefits.
So the one person
really
to write a book called How to Be a Man. How to be a man. You're saying, okay, $1 million and that's probably what, like 87, 88
That's like as odd as it is,
$1 million then was even like, I mean, because you know, I mean, we hear our whole lives growing up, you hear about like in the '70s and how how much $1 million would have been, and by the time like
everything
we
was
were
a nickel,
kids,
right?
$1 million meant something different then, and even like. That in 87, that meant something way different than what it does in 2014.
Yeah, because like you think about like Grant Morrison in the 90s, whenever like he started, he ended up getting, what was it, like $100,000 that year. His book had sold like $100,000 in that 1 year, and he was just like done.
Yeah,
no, no book, you know, nobody had made like $100,000 off a comic book,
right,
or whatever, you know. And so that's when he like shaved his head and took off and went to Europe, did a bunch of acid.
Nice suits.
Yeah, right? So
I finally made it. Let's go.
So he can do that on $100,000. Imagine million.
That is true. Take off around the world,
right? Oh,
I probably could though, because I'm pretty used to living on like. 12,000 a year,
right.
You know?
2,000. I can manage for 2,000.
Give me 100,000. I could go pretty far with it. Might not come back, but
yeah.
Might find a nice beach to settle in.
Yeah. So, out of the new stuff that's out there nowadays, what do you guys look forward to the most?
Constantine.
Yeah, digging the Constantine.
I enjoy it.
Even though it's PG,
I've
now?
Been like, yeah, it is super PG.
Yeah, but then the. Justice League Dark is probably just as good as Constantine by himself.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Because you get all of them. And
yeah, it does like tie in together. So, yeah,
I'm
I've always been more
like
of a fan of the JLD.
And I like that he's like, you know, he's not like like a superhero.
Right.
But he's...
He's just a Helm hero.
Yeah,
he's just trying to do...
Like, yeah,
he's just trying to get his...
He's just doing his own thing, but it's like he always gets caught up in something where he has to be a good guy and go help
out. Yeah.
But I like the fact that he's, like, not a superhero in the sense that, like...
The reluctant
hero. He's from another planet and he happened to end up here.
Right.
And he has a superpower.
He just smokes a lot and is good at magic.
Right. Yeah, more or less.
There's a lot of shit. Yeah.
I can't afford gadgets like Batman, but I like magic. That seems like a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been... I get, like... Well, like the Star Wars rough cut,
the draft,
that thing has been like I was telling him, I was like, they're fucking with us, like,
yeah, here's a zero,
here's a zero all of a sudden, like half, like it's like you're making us wait another month.
Right.
I bought the zero and I was like, I didn't really look at it first, and so when I opened it up to kind of read it, I was just like,
wait a minute,
God
damn it!
It's like, wait a minute.
I remember you telling me it was going to be like that, and then I forgot about it, and then whenever I got our copies, went home and looked through it, and I was like,
oh...
But it is still cool, though.
It's a huge
disappointment. It's cool.
It's a huge disappointment, but a real nice surprise.
Right,
yeah, absolutely. It's true.
But it's still bullshit.
You
know,
it does so show some cool comparisons, or like, I would probably would have never known that they're
the ships from, what, like, I guess all the prequel stuff were, like, even more based off of the tank designs from...
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and, like, the Han Solo, they only had one other... like rough idea of what to go off of for him to look like and stuff like that. So they were kind of,
he was like Swamp Thing's brother,
dark on that. Yeah, he is kind of Swamp
Thing, where he's just real smooth and green.
Yeah.
And Vader's
you
not a Sith. Vader's not a Sith.
We just watched Return of the Swamp Thing. Like that was Tuesday,
a few nights ago.
Tuesday.
Hell of a movie.
Oh yeah,
hell of a movie.
That's a comic.
That's a
So you dug Saga and Sex Criminals. We're going to have to get you hooked on something.
Yeah, I need to get into
Swamp Thing.
I'd love that.
Swamp Thing rules.
Swamp Thing is always...
I read Swamp Thing way
back in the
day. It
doesn't matter which
ones
you start
with. And Shoot Me in the Face, but I was into the shitty TV show.
Oh, I love
it.
I was like that and the old Flash stuff. I don't care.
I love it.
Great.
Got on Amazon the other day and was looking for stuff. And they have the toys from the, you know, Swamp Thing toys that came out whenever the TV show was on.
Oh, right.
And there's like the glow in the dark one.
Yeah,
it was like $25, but it was the only
dude,
one.
Dude,
like,
no.
I need that, but I don't want to spend $25
we
on
were
this.
At Vintage Stock, and then those little, like, toy bins or whatever for, like, a dollar. There was three of them.
Are you kidding me?
Just down?
No, there were, well, like, two of them were broken, like, missing an arm.
Yeah.
And then the other one...
But
like,
was
it
an arm you could have bought both of them and swapped them out?
Yeah, you probably could. I don't remember. But there was one that was intact, and I actually grabbed it.
You're
and
not
I
a
toy it.
Guy.
Yeah, I don't collect them. Just saying. But there was one that was intact, and I had stuck it over to the corner, and then we had the kids there and everything. We ended up...
So they broke it.
No, I was digging through all those dollar bin stuff, and
yeah.
I was there for an hour and completely forgot about it.
Oh,
how could you forget about Swamp Thing?
Seriously, that would have went in my pocket, and I might have forgot to pay for it.
Right.
Yeah, every time we go to the Vintage Stock, I look at toys for that kind of stuff, but I never see anything.
Yeah.
It's always half a Han Solo.
That's true.
Or a Batman Beyond with an arm. I've seen
yeah.
that a lot. I'm just like, God,
I've seen
if I could just get one Batman Beyond with an arm.
Please. I've seen a couple Darth Vaders in there without the...
No capes. They never have capes.
Yeah, they're all
oh, they never have their lightsabers either.
No.
God forbid.
Yeah, all of them. Every one of them. I was in there with a friend, and we actually went through and dug out as many Star Wars as we could find. And there were several, like, of everybody. But yeah, they were like, none of them had a
complete.
Lightsaber. The one that
never
did, the lightsaber was, like, curled over like that. And half of them were missing limbs, and some of them were, like... It wasn't even, like, supposed to be a movable limb that was missing. You know?
Just seeing me and Kylie when we got all the droids for the Christmas tree.
Oh, man.
We were just sitting on the floor, pulling them off the shelves once we found. And then it was just, like, this huge pile of droids. And we're like, this one?
This
one? Setting each one in different piles, the ones we liked the best, which one we were going to get. We probably took up the fucking whole area.
Yeah.
People were having
no,
to go around.
Oh, man. That's good times. Those are awesome. Those
yeah.
were freaking ruling stuff.
That was the greatest Christmas tree ever.
Well, thanks for talking with us, dudes.
No problem.
Yeah, yeah. It's been fun. So where are you going to find stuff again?
Empire Strike.
Well, yeah. Yeah, definitely go to Empire Strike.
Only comic book store
in the world. But we got Facebook.com/...
If you go to Facebook.com/SenseRoyHere, it'll give you links to everything. The
everything
Bandcamp,
there.
The SoundCloud, the...
The whole shebang.
The whole shebang. Yeah.
Good old Facebook. Well, thanks for listening. And as always, you can email us, EmpireStrikesBooks@gmail.com.
Tell us what you're thinking about.
Yeah. What do you guys want to talk? What do you think about the band?
Who do you think would win in a fight? Galactus, Darkseid? We don't even care. Just let us know.
Yeah.
We'll pick our brains.
Yeah, do it. Or come by the shop, Empire Strikes Books, Northwest, well, I guess it's 600 Northwest 23rd Street. Suite 103. I'm usually there all the time.
Chilling
there.
Yeah. Reading Swamp Thing.
Damn. Reading Swamp Thing. But, yeah, so that's it for the show, and we'll holler at you later. Probably won't fall apart. Just lose some sleep.